From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and leaders from the other G20 nations are meeting at an economic summit in South Korea. A key issue facing them is whether some countries are creating a trade advantage by deliberately devaluing their currencies. U.S. officials have criticized China in that regard. The U.S. is now getting similar criticism from other nations, given the Federal Reserve's latest move to bolster the U.S. economy, which could put downward pressure on the value of the dollar. The BBC's Andrew Walker says the stakes on this issue are high.
Ultimately, countries that are more competitive internationally, and they might achieve that by deliberately manipulating their currencies, are likely to have more jobs for people working in export industries. Countries that lose competitiveness may well lose those kind of jobs. That's why it's so important to them.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in Seoul. Talks on a free trade agreement between the United States and South Korea have broken down after days of preliminary discussions. NPR's Scott Horsley says President Obama went into a meeting with his South Korean counterpart without a deal in hand.
But by the time the two leaders emerged from their meeting, no deal had been struck. Mr. Obama says Korean negotiators will travel to Washington to continue trade talks in the near future.
We don't want months to pass before we get this done. We want this to be done in a matter of weeks.
Even if the two leaders do eventually agree, a trade deal could face stiff opposition in both the U.S. Congress and the South Korean parliament. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Seoul.
Earlier today, the president took part in Veterans Day ceremonies at a U.S. Army base in Seoul. He paid tribute to those who fought in the Korean War and those who are still deployed in Korea.
Now, real change comes slowly. Many people don't live to see the difference they've made in the lives of others. But for the men and women who have served on this peninsula, all you have to do is look around.
On this Veterans Day, many women are celebrating their service to the country. Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio reports the number of female soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines has grown rapidly since the Persian Gulf War began in 1990.
And many of them have distinguished themselves in combat. Rose Noel of Jacksonville, North Carolina, was awarded a Purple Heart after shrapnel from what's called an indirect fired rocket pierced her cheek and broke her jaw.
I think it's important for us to not only remember veterans and thank veterans, but to make sure that we continue to teach our children that they need to be proud that they are Americans and they live free because of a veteran.
Noelle has a Purple Heart license plate on her car, but many people ask if her husband was the one who received the medal. Noelle says the public is still slow to understand that in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, women are on the front lines too. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.
This is NPR News from Washington. The number of foreclosed homes taken back by lenders has declined sharply, down 9% last month. But the main reason was the freeze on foreclosures by some major lenders while they looked into possible faulty paperwork. Rick Sharga is with the foreclosure listing firm Realty Track.
The states with the highest foreclosure activity rates continue to be some of the same suspects. Nevada still has the highest rates in the country, followed by Arizona, Florida, California, and Michigan.
Sharga says lenders have seized more than 900,000 homes in the U.S. so far this year. Workers at the Kennedy Space Center have found two cracks in the Space Shuttle Discovery's external fuel tank. NPR's Joe Palca reports it's unclear how this will affect Discovery's launch schedule.
The first sign of trouble showed up last Friday after NASA had already canceled Discovery's launch planned for later that day. At that time, cracks appeared in the foam insulation covering the tank. But when repair crews removed the damaged insulation, they found cracks in the metal tank underneath. Similar cracks have been seen and repaired in the past, but a NASA statement says in this case, the exact schedule and repair options for this problem are still being evaluated. The next attempt to launch Discovery is currently scheduled for November 30th. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
The crippled cruise ship, the Carnival Splendor, is about an hour out of San Diego, where it's being towed after losing power earlier this week. The president of Carnival Cruises, Jerry Cahill, says the company will take care of the more than 3,000 passengers aboard.
All the guests who are sailing on this voyage will be receiving a full refund as well as a complimentary free cruise in the future.
Cahill has directed passengers be given unlimited free drinks, but there's no ice aboard. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for